Our next guest.
Yes. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And you're here to talk about the StarBQ event organized by Astronomy Ireland, yeah?
That's right, yes. Ireland's biggest annual star party that we're inviting everybody on the island to come along and see the wonders of the universe through giant telescopes in a really dark sky in the Wicklow Mountains.
And Johnny Fox is right.
Or up there, only further in, so it's even darker.
Away from the lights,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have me already, David. That sounds amazing. I want to go.
Yeah. Well, we get up to 1,000 people coming every year.
Wow.
It's been running since 1992.
Wow.
So we have talks. We have all the telescopes lined up, ready for a dark sky. We have a professional caterer comes along as well. A few trade stands to turn it into a real festival for people to enjoy. So you don't need to know anything about astronomy. We do everything for you, point the telescopes. All you have to do is look in and see planets like Saturn will be on view. And then star clusters, galaxies where stars are being born and dying. The kind of thing you've seen in pictures online and in books and magazines, but live. And the view is very different live to what it is to see pictures on a piece of paper or a screen.
Wow.
Even the sound of just what you're saying
sounds magical.
Magical to me, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a lot of things like, okay, we walk around in the evening on a clear night. By the way, will you organize the weather as well? I know you're organizing food and everything.
Yes.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Yes.
Because in Ireland, the weather forecast for astronomers is simple. Two words, mostly. Cloudy.
Yeah.
So years ago, we came up with this trick to beat the Irish weather.
Okay.
What we do is we run the entire event on the night, 5th of September this year. There's a special offer by the end of this month that you want to avail of.
Okay.
And if it's cloudy on the night, then we actually just run the telescopes only the following Friday. And if that's cloudy, it'll be the Saturday. And we just keep going Friday, Saturday until we get a clear sky.
Oh.
It's usually either the night or the following week that we get the clear sky. I remember one year, over a decade ago, we had to keep it through September into October before we eventually got a clear sky. But that way we can actually guarantee people a view of the stars, even in Ireland with its mostly cloudy weather.
That's an excellent plan B, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I was saying, like, walking on the road, you look up and go, that bright whatever there is a planet, and it could be Venus or it could be Jupiter, and then you look out for something else, and you're constantly on the lookout, and I think we have been lucky enough. We live in a country where you can see the northern lights at some time of the year.
And yes, I think we've all had the opportunity to see them, which has been, oh my goodness, just fantastic.
I mean, I think usually we see them on average about once a month. Mostly they're just small bows in the north.
Mm.
But occasionally, the year before last, there were two huge displays.
Yes.
NASA rated one of them as the best display in 500 years.
Wow.
Unfortunately, a lot of Ireland was clear that night.
Yes.
I know people who live in other countries where it's always clear. They report seeing them about 30 times a year. That's once every 2 weeks, roughly. But in Ireland, when you factor in the weather, it drops down to about a dozen times. And that's if you're out every night waiting for them. But we do a prediction service for the Northern Lights from Ireland.
Okay.
So there are spacecraft now monitoring the sun. And if we see an explosion happening on the sun, well, we can usually tell now within 24 to 48 hours if there's going to be an aurora. And in fact, we've been tracking one that might have happened last night. It's probably more likely to happen today during daylight for Ireland. But if you're interested, you go to our website, which is astronomy.ie, and down the bottom you'll see the social media, Facebook, X, Instagram. And if you're on whichever of those you're on, we'll post every afternoon, usually around 4 to 6 o'clock, well before the sun sets, whether there's going to be an aurora for Ireland that night. So if it looks like it's going to be clear, you're interested in Northern Lights, check our social media. And, you know, you'll either say no aurora due tonight or that there is or there isn't one, maybe how powerful it is. But predicting the exact time of arrival is still a bit beyond science. And also how strong it will be. So sometimes the scientists are out by 12 hours either way. Occasionally it doesn't actually appear at all, and the odd time it catches us unexpected, and there's an aurora when one wasn't predicted. So it's a bit of fun trying to keep up with it all. But our social media, you've got access to the experts predicting it specifically for Ireland, and it's the longest running aurora alert service in Ireland. So, you know, it's free. Make use of it.
That's fantastic. And what else do you predict, David? Because I have seen, like, the ISS, or that's not a prediction, you know that for sure. So what other information do you give? So it is like the time ISS crosses over, or Starlings, or something like, and things like that?
Yeah. Now, one thing we predict every day on the social media, again, is the time to see the International Space Station. Mm-hmm. The bad news is yesterday was the last chance of a two-week window to actually see it. But it'll be back in September from about the 9th on for two more weeks. Roughly speaking, in Ireland, we see the space station for 2 weeks every 2 months in evening skies. That's easy to remember. And there are currently 10 astronauts on board, so we were watching it last week with 10 astronauts. A new crew just went up last Tuesday, and the old crew won't come down till this weekend.
Okay.
So it's unusual to have that many people.
It's a lot of people.
Station.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen on September 9th? But we keep people posted on the social media free of charge again. And there's always lots more to see in the sky as well. So, for instance, if you get Astronomy On magazine, all this is in the magazine. The magazine's aimed at kids, families, and people with no knowledge of astronomy, full of pretty pictures, but also what to see in Irish skies. So, for instance, on Friday, the moon will have one of the brightest stars in the sky called Antares, sitting just above it, very close, in fact. You'll see that with the naked eye. Most of things magazine are, you don't even need a pair of binoculars.
Yeah.
And then next month, of course, is huge. We have two eclipses. The big one is the eclipse of the sun on August 12th. It will nearly be a total eclipse. There hasn't actually been a total eclipse on Irish soil since 1724.
Oh, my goodness.
And there won't be another one until 2090. And for listeners in the Dublin area, the bad news is, it doesn't cover Dublin. It only clips the southwest of the country. So people in Kerry, 23rd of September 2090, if you want to put that in your calendar.
Yeah, I'm putting it in the calendar right now.
I think we're well gone. We'll be up there ourselves, David.
I think I'm busy that day. Can't do it that day. Sorry.
I'll be a little shining star up there with all those other stars.
But our offices, of course, are in technically Dublin 11, but we're just near the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
And so we looked up, when will there be a total eclipse from our current premises? And the answer is the 5th of May in the year 2600.
Ah! Okay.
So I'm sure that will cover the Phoenix FM offices as well. So put that one in your diary.
Well, we'll make a big poster about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, have a party here.
Imagine my damn people will be travelling to space and all that.
So what it means is the trick for seeing a total eclipse of the sun, which is said to be the most spectacular sight in nature, if you're Irish, is you have to travel. Yeah. I've been lucky enough to see two, one in Turkey, one in the USA, and I think we're going to stay in Ireland for this one, although a lot of people are going to Spain, where it will be a total eclipse on next month, only a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And here in Ireland, 98% of the sun will get covered. So it will get the temperature will drop a bit, but day won't turn to night, although it will look like it's an overcast day, even if it's gloriously blue skies. So that'll be a bit of fun to experience.
Yeah.
And there won't be a deeper eclipse than this till that total in 2090. So it's a very special event for all of the country. People are looking at the eclipse glasses because it's not safe to view the sun, even with several pairs of sunglasses on.
It's not
safe. They weren't just looking directly at the sun. There are special ones, EU certified, that you can get and block out all the dangerous light you can't see. And most of the visible light give you a comfortable view. And you can stick the eclipse glasses in front of your smartphone and take a snap of the eclipse, you know, for your family records, your family album.
I remember having a pair of those. A few years ago, I was in Italy when there was a solar eclipse and had them, but I think I've lost them since.
Yeah.
Because I don't think
the good news is we still have them in Astronomy Ireland, but don't leave it to the last week, because this The last deep, really deep eclipse was 1999, when again the total eclipse just missed the coast of Ireland.
Okay.
We had 94% of the sun covered then, and we just could not keep up with the demand. Fortunately, we did a deal with a major retailer and they stocked them, but they sold 10,000 pairs.
Wow.
Not just in one day, in one morning. And that was all we could get our hands on at the last minute, because we assumed people would be putting them in every box of cornflakes on the day. If you buy them by the million, they're very inexpensive.
Yes.
So we had bought some premium ones that would last, and we told people, you know, if you got the Astronomy On magazine, put them inside that, put them in the bottom of a drawer, and, you know, in a year or two's time, there'll be another partial eclipse. And for the eclipse glasses, you can see giant sunspots on the sun. A few weeks ago on the social media, we were telling people a huge sunspot, 10 times wider than the Earth, had appeared on the sun. And with my eclipse glasses on, I could actually just see it as a tiny dot.
Okay.
And so occasionally there are sunspots big enough to be seen in between the eclipses. And I think we have another eclipse next year, August next year, in fact, and then one the year after that. So there'll be a few year gap after that, but roughly on average, every 2 years or so, you'll get a partial eclipse of the sun. So keep those eclipse glasses handy.
Wow.
It's
fascinating.
And by the way, if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see where to get them. They can be delivered anywhere in the country, and get them while stocked last, as they say.
Yeah, I'm off to get them now.
David, you've been bringing astronomy to the people of Ireland for a long time. What sparked your fascination with the night sky?
Well, when I was a young kid, I think I was 11, I wanted to blow things up.
I think any boy would, fireworks
and explosions.
Yes.
And so I got, I wanted to get a chemistry set, and a friend at school had one. He got it for Christmas. So one lunchtime, we went back to his house to have a look at it. And in the corner of his room was a telescope. Now, telescopes are now 10 times cheaper than they used to be.
Yes,
in real terms, like a fraction of your salary. They were very rare and expensive back then. I think there was only one shop in the city that had stocked them. There were just small ones.
A specialist shop,
window.
Yeah.
Mm. I was fascinated by this telescope. I think it's because how important human sight is. And the idea of being able to see things up close, and I was asking him, you know, well, what can you see with, oh, the moon and Jupiter? Oh, Jupiter, what's that planet? Where is it? Down the end of the garden, I remember him saying. Can I come back tonight? We have a little Where did it go to? So I was full of all these questions. And he said, have a look at this chemistry set. That's what you came here to see.
Yes, yes.
And we did actually look at it. I did actually get the chemistry set for Christmas in the end. But we also got a telescope.
Wow.
When I used to set that up in the front driveway, people passing by, other kids, would look at the moon, would want to say, would want to see what you were looking at.
Yeah, have a look, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I wondered why they didn't teach more of this in school.
Yes, yeah.
And the book I read in the school library just showed me how big the universe was. Mm. I remember that, you know, I didn't realize the sun is 100 times wider than the Earth. Back then, we didn't know that, well, it wasn't common knowledge, shall we? So we didn't have all the documentaries we have today. And in the book I was reading, small little book, there was a diagram of a tiny dot of the Earth and a huge globe of the sun. And the next page, the sun was a tiny dot. And there's another star, I think, called Aldebaran, that made the sun look like a tiny dot. And on the next page, Aldebaran, this giant star, there was a bigger star next to it that made Aldebaran look like a tiny dot. After three or four pages of this, my mind was blown. I thought, we are so insignificant. And they're teaching us all this stuff in school, but they're not telling us about what's really going on out there in the universe that created us. And I was fascinated as a kid, and am today. And today, children are the most important thing for us to get interested in astronomy. So if you've got any kids interested in astronomy, get them to join Astronomy Ireland. You now have a brilliant Irish magazine. It wasn't even a British one back when I started. There were only American ones. And an Irish one shows pictures Irish people are taking. Tells you what to see in Irish skies, and it has all the fantastic pictures that come in from space every month. It'll fascinate them, I'm sure. It better do, because that's what we're all about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been so, so interesting hearing about it, and even where it all began for you. And best of luck with the Star BQ in September. That sounds like a fantastic event.
Yeah, people want tickets for that, by the way. Astronomy.ie.
Astronomy.ie.
It's on the website there. Yeah. And July 31st, the special, we call it Early Bird Offer, because we have to tell the Cape how many people are coming.
Of course. Yeah. So get in early for the early bird. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
David. Thank you, David.
My pleasure. Thank
you. Please come back again and talk to us some more about the stars. We love it.
Any time at all.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.